everyone. I'm Lori Casto.
And I'm Randall Casto.
And you're listening to the Created to Soar podcast brought to you by DevoteToday.com. How will you devote today? And Wedgwood Estates of Mansfield, the area's premier senior residential community. Yesterday, we've been talking about having a podcast about Thanksgiving and gratitude.
Yes.
For a couple weeks now. And so yesterday, Sunday morning, when I got up, I started thinking of the song. Can you guess?
Gratitude?
Count Your Blessings.
Oh, Count Your Blessings.
Count Your Blessings. Yeah. So I got this hymnal out from the Nazarene Church that we used to use there.
Sure.
And I literally had to clear the dust off with a cloth. I mean, there's so much dust on it. I'm glad it wasn't my Bible. I'd be really embarrassed. But so I went through and I found that song, Count Your Many Blessings. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, think it all is lost. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it might surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
I remember singing that so many times growing up.
Yeah, it's such a good one, isn't it?
It is a good one.
And it's just so, at this time of year, just to kind of go through and count our blessings. And I thought this hymn, as I opened this book up, a lot of great memories started to flood back in my mind, but it gives you like a whole section. So there's probably about 13 or 14 songs here that are just devoted to Thanksgiving, and then all kinds of scripture with Thanksgiving that goes along with it. And I just love having the opportunity to give thanks.
Yes. And as I prepared for this, obviously, because we don't prepare these together, we just let the Lord lead us. And the way I was led to do this is just to see, and because there's so many. I mean, there are so many. I don't have space to do it, but I just thought I would go through some of the books of the Bible and see what it had to say about Thanksgiving. And
awesome.
How important it is. And we can see that there's some instances it's extremely important.
Yeah. And I did kind of the same thing, but I started off, I went to Lamentations 3:22-23 because I truly did want to count my blessings. And I think one of the things I'm grateful for, in that scripture, it says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And just to start it all off, I just want to say thank you to the Lord for his faithfulness in my life. And I could just look back in so many instances of my life and our life together as a couple and see how God has been there every time. Sometimes we didn't understand. Sometimes we didn't know. But God was always in the middle. He was always in everything. So I just wanted to quickly just go down.
Right.
Like we sometimes do.
Well, as you're on that, I got to tell you, I didn't think of that verse. I mean, I know that verse but when I was preparing. But when you read that, if I had to be thankful, and the Lord has blessed us in so many ways, and he blesses all. But if I had to say one thing that I thank the Lord continually for is for his faithfulness and for his mercy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I just thank the Lord for his faithfulness and for his mercy.
Yeah. Yeah. And just the ability to have a Bible. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for you as my husband.
I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for our family. We are so blessed. And we're so blessed that, you know, looking back and how we were able to celebrate Christmases and different holidays, even Thanksgiving, with your family and my family.
Right. The in-laws are really truly in-laws and not outlaws, right?
I mean, right.
They all got along.
And, you know,
we
have to be thankful for that because not everybody gets that opportunity. And it makes me want to really, really try hard to make sure that that happens in our own lives with our kids.
That's right.
Because it's so important. You can lose so much time by not being able to be together on all the holidays. And so I just think that is so important. And then the Wedgwood last week, we spent the week, thanking our staff. We are truly blessed. I'm humbled every time I think of our amazing, amazing staff, and not just the amazing staff that we have, but the stability of our staff and his protection, his provision, his watch care over Wedgwood Estates. I'm thankful for our church. I'm thankful for 2025 that's coming up. So many things to think about.
True.
I'm thankful that we're going to be celebrating 20 years of marriage. I'm thankful that Maria is graduating from high school, though I wish she was staying home and not going off to Tennessee. Yes. And I'm thankful that Tyler and Hallie are having their first child, our first grandchild.
Grandma.
Yeah.
How does that feel? Grandma.
And Pappy.
Except I'm there
gonna
you
be,
go.
Except I'm going to be called Nona and you're going to be called Pappy.
Maria said Granny Lore.
Yeah, well, she's not, that's not happening. Anyway. I will let you go now. I just wanted to give a few things that I was so thankful for.
Oh, no. It's I tell you, one of the big ones that comes out, and there's so many in the Psalms. So many.
Oh, yeah.
So many
yeah.
times. And they're almost there. Well, not even almost, which is be thankful. That's a command.
Yes.
It's a command for us to be thankful. And I think of Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. I mean, that's how he starts. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And you say, well, he's talking to Israel. He redeemed them out of Egypt or from neighboring enemies. But when we go to, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. When we go to the New Testament, Colossians 1:13, God, who has delivered us, he has delivered us. So we're redeemed. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So if I am that, and that may be why I give thanks for that redemption, for his mercy, because of that Psalm. And I know what he has done now in the New Testament through his death, burial, and resurrection. He's delivered us from the power of darkness. That has no power over me if I don't let it, right?
Right.
And we have our redemption through his blood. So it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm saying so.
Amen. Yeah.
And one that really sticks out, and when you read in the New Testament, Galatians 3:13 states, Christ has redeemed us. There it is. We're redeemed again, and we should be thankful for that. Christ has redeemed us from what? The curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Why? That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Now, it says he redeemed us from the curse of the law. The curse of the law is also found with the blessing of the law back in Deuteronomy 28. And remember, so we could have the blessings of Abraham. And when you begin reading Deuteronomy 28, it's all good. If you hearken to the voice of the Lord, this is going to happen to you. That's good, 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 good. It's such a long scripture. I'm not going to read it, but I would recommend studying Deuteronomy 28 because you can see what the blessings that are yours and the curse that you've been redeemed from. But one thing that really sticks out of me, and because there's curses if you don't follow the Lord, we're given to Israel. That's the curse of the law. But you get to verse 47, and this is part of why the curse would fall upon them, because thou served not the Lord God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. I mean, the Lord wants you to be thankful.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you to go around without joyfulness and gladness of heart. That specifically was put in here in the curse of the law to get their attention, because we saw all the times that they would murmur. Remember we did that?
Oh, absolutely.
On Moses?
In Exodus.
So many times they are murmuring, and not joyfulness and glad with thanksgiving, because the Lord provides for the abundance of all things, the verse says.
Yeah.
And not doing that will bring the curse upon you. Now, we're redeemed from the curse, but if you just want to go back there and open the door to it, I would keep a joyful and thankful heart.
Yeah, and it's sometimes that's hard to do, but when I was thinking of Thanksgiving, I went to Luke 17:11-17, and it says this, now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So we're talking about Jesus here. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face. So he fell down on his face, at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And so Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9?
Right.
Were they not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And this is how much Jesus longs for thanksgiving. Here these 10 are healed and only one returns. And he's like, wait a minute. There were 10 of you and only one returns to give thanks. And I think that just says so much and speaks so much to us about how important it is to Jesus and to Father God, how much and how important it is for us to give thanks. And I think in life, as we go through the daily grind, you know, you kind of come up against things and you forget. But I think it's so extremely important to always remember to give thanks, even for that reason. And on this on the way to Wedgwood this morning, you know, yesterday when I got up before church, I was thinking about the song Count Your Blessings. And then this morning on the way to Wedgwood, I started thinking about the song 10,000 Reasons.
Oh, yes. That's a great song.
Bless the Lord, oh, my soul.
Right.
Oh, my soul. And so I was thinking of this song. And of course, that led me to think about who?
My grandmother.
That's right. That made me think.
Psalm 103. That was one of her favorite ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name and forget not his benefits. And so many benefits. Forget not all of his benefits. And it reminded me of your grandmother. It reminded me of the precious moments with your grandmother that we had and how she just, whenever I think of her, I think of that song. And maybe about 6 months to a year before her passing, that song actually came out.
Right.
And I remember singing it. We were away somewhere and I remember singing it. I remember that's your grandmother.
Oh, I know. When you first told me about that song and we started listening to it and it was her death, her passing to heaven, was not that far from that. It just would just bring a tear to my eye. I'd think of her and hear that song and just, because at the end, you know, the ending of that song is just great.
Yeah. And some of the lyrics to this song, bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. And some of the lyrics here, the sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, it's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, may we be singing till the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship his holy name. You're rich in love, you're slow in anger, your name is great, your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. And I just thought, wow, what a song. It's just another reason to give thanks to the Lord, worship his holy name and thanking him and praising him. It all goes together.
Oh, right.
It all goes together. And something that we're called to do as Christians, to give him thanks and praise.
Yes. When you talk to give him thanks and praise in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, there's just a few little commands. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Why? It says, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. If you ever wanted to know the express will of God for your life, go to that verse. It's the express will of God for you to rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything, give thanks. It's a pretty simple statement. It's a pretty bold statement and one that you cannot misinterpret.
That's right. And Colossians 4:2 says, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. And I love Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God of Jesus Christ rule your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
That's right. And that reminds me. Be thankful. This is one of your favorites. I know it's one of your favorites in Philippians 4.
Oh, yes, I've got it written down.
You go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The King James says, be careful for nothing, but that's, you know, be anxious. Don't worry
about anything.
But in everything, by prayer and supplication, what? With
thanksgiving.
You know, when you pray to the Lord, it says to pray with thanksgiving. to let your request be made known unto God. If you don't do it with thanksgiving, you're not following through the whole way God wants you to pray. You're supposed to do it with thanksgiving. And it says, and the peace, because this one comes with a reward, right?
Yes.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And it all has to do with that thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Praise and thanksgiving.
Psalm 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts and I am helped. My heart exalts and with my song I give thanks to him. I give
another good one.
Thanks to him. 1 Chronicles 16:34, oh, give thanks to the Lord for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Right.
It endures forever. And you know, I've been studying Jonah lately.
Wait, which verse, what did you just read?
1 Chronicles 16:34.
Oh, okay.
And I've been reading through Jonah lately. And even Jonah in the belly of the whale is giving thanks. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. And he says to God when he's in desperate need of the Lord, but I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. So what happened? The Lord spoke to the fish and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. It took a little bit of thanksgiving and gratitude.
Right. Because he had some troubles with that, didn't he?
Yes. 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 And, yeah. And it's just a great reminder of how important it is for us to be thankful. And then one of my favorites, Jehoshaphat.
Oh, right.
He gets his army together. And what does he do?
Puts the praisers out.
Yeah. Praise and thanks and praise and thanks, and tells the Lord everything that the Lord has done for them.
That's right.
Giving thanks for everything and reminding. It wasn't because he's telling the Lord. It's because he was reminding the people and he's reminding himself of everything that he's done. And I think that's a form of thanksgiving in itself. And then putting all the people around and saying, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That's
right.
And thanking him at that time. That's another good one.
Yeah, right. And one of the most humbling that I have to think of verses, and it's another command or great suggestion. You know, when we have needs and we need to go to the Lord, Hebrews 4:16 tells us, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. But the Lord, he is so great. He is so awesome. And he sits on that wonderful throne, but he wants us to come shriveling and crawling up to him. No, it says, come boldly into the throne of grace, unto the throne of grace. But we look back, well, how do we do that? How do we get into his presence like that? Well, Psalms 100, everyone's favorite, right? It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. That's, if you want to get in God's presence, as we're told to come boldly, we can look back and there is the recipe. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. You'll get right into his presence with thanksgiving and praise. I think, is it Psalm 22? It's the messianic psalm of Jesus when he was on the cross. It also says, you inhabit the praises of Israel, or you inhabit the praises of your people.
Yes.
And so that thanksgiving, you just get right into his presence with thanksgiving and praise and being thankful.
And in Hebrews 13:15, through him, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. In Psalm 169:30, I will praise the name of the Lord with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Just, I mean, I don't know how many psalms there are with thanksgiving in it, but it's over and over.
Oh, so sure is.
It must be kind of important.
Right. And you know, a lot of that thanksgiving obviously is done through our lips. You know, in just vocal praise and adoration for our Savior and for our Father God. But also, and this one, you know, you can overlook it or not quite see it this way, but it is in 2 Corinthians 9:10-11, it talks about giving and being generous. It says, now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Every time you give to the ministries, to give to the Lord, to help others, in, or if the Lord directs you to give to help someone, you're giving thanksgiving to God in your giving.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it just giving back. Because it's His, He provided it for us to begin with, and it says right there, when you give, He's going to multiply it back to you, but in that giving, it causes thanksgiving to God.
Yeah, and I remember a long, long time ago, I had been through a divorce, and with my only divorce,
How many here?
And my son was about 18 months old, maybe a little older. And so I found myself with nothing because I had given up I had been in radio and I had a career, but I gave that up so that I could market a carpet cleaning, business that we had. And so I found myself with nothing. I gave all that up and my ex-husband was to give me $400 a month. And I didn't want to give. I was very reluctant. I'm just being honest. I was very reluctant to give. Yeah. And because it was going to be $40. And I thought to myself, oh, it's okay. What does the Lord really need with $40? I really thought that.
Right.
And the Lord just compelled me. He said, you need, I just felt convicted to just go ahead. So I gave $40.
Right.
And I remember how the Lord just blessed and the thankfulness in my heart to have the ability to give the $40, because really it was the ability to give the $40. I could have had zero. So right. I had the ability to give $40 and I was thankful for that. And within a year, the Lord provided me with the income of the same that we had been giving, during our marriage. And that's how God works. And I know that is a side note, but it's just how my God works. And that's, I can just tell you that I'm so thankful to God for teaching me that.
Oh, sure.
And how important it is to be thankful in our giving. Because it'd be a cheerful giver. And it's just so important to be thankful during that, in whatever it is, $5, 3 cents, whatever it is, to be thankful that we have the opportunity to give it. And we're giving it to the Lord. It's all God's anyway.
Right.
We're just giving back to Him what He's given us stewardship over to begin with.
That's true.
And so I'm just thankful for that privilege. Go ahead. I interrupted you.
No. You didn't really interrupt. I think I was going to interrupt you, but I thought better of it.
But
you're on a good roll.
Well, and I just, when I was thinking of your grandma this morning, I was thinking, about what a blessing it was. And that's another thing, how thankful I am. I just loved your grandmother a lot. And the opportunity that we had, I remember getting a call from your mom probably about your grandmother and how she'd had a stroke. And we were away in Myrtle Beach and we were able to get back and we went on a Sunday morning. And we spent some time in her room here at Wedgewood, actually.
She could follow you with her eyes and you could tell that she knew what was going on, but she couldn't speak.
Right.
At this point.
And it was a blessing to me. And I'm thankful for this, the opportunity that we had to sing all those hymns to her that morning.
The guitar in and sing
Tyler and
all
Maria,
hymns that she would have
all of, and Isabel, I think even.
Oh yes. All of
we
us
were all together and we were able to sing those hymns and read scriptures to her. That was a precious, precious time that we had. She died, I believe, 2 days later.
Yes, a few days later.
She passed. And what a privilege it was to be able to be in that room with her and have that time with her. And I remember her saying that her coming to our church at the Lexington Nazarene Church, that it was like coming home. And I thought she just meant coming home, you know, that she just felt like it was home, as in just she felt home at home. But we went to her funeral and we saw that the church had the same blue.
Yes. Is that same type of church? I think there are so many of them. How many of those? That church, as simple as it looks, how many people have gotten saved and come to the altar and fell on their knees and cried out to the Lord and were born again?
Yeah. What a privilege it was. And we are so blessed and so thankful over the years how God has provided, God has blessed. And we've had so many go before us. Your grandmother and your dad and my dad.
The ones that went before us find us faithful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm thankful for all of them. And I'm thankful for the mark they left in my life. And I'm thankful for the prayers that they prayed that even now God honors.
Yes.
And we are truly blessed.
Right. Thanks be unto God, which gives us the victory through Jesus, right?
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks be unto God. Yeah.
Amen and amen.
Amen. I had one more, and it's probably the verse that you'll know it, because every time I give thanks at a meal, I quote this verse, because back in those days, you know, you had a lot of Jewish traditions that they couldn't eat certain foods, and obviously Jesus fulfilled all that, where Paul says, you know, that those foods aren't off limits now. And this is one of them in 1 Timothy 4, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused. If what? If received with thanksgiving. It says, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So that food will be good to you. God will make sure that it's written in his word if it's received with thanksgiving. Because when it's received with thanksgiving, it's sanctified by the word of God and prayer. You can't get better than that.
Right. Yes. Well, I think that's about it. It's just easy and quick, and just a reminder, this week is Thanksgiving week, and we are blessed, running over so much. And I'm so very thankful to the Lord for his blessings in our life. And so that's it. You've been listening to the Created to Soar podcast, brought to you by devotetoday.com. How will you devote today? And Wedgwood Estates in Mansfield, the area's premier senior residential community.